Let's bring the big guy in. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. That's good to know. I'm glad you're good. I'm fair to Midland.
I'm surprised.
Why?
I thought you'd be ecstatic.
Why?
For the most corrupt trade in the history of baseball.
Oh, I was going to get to that later.
Oh, okay.
I was going to get to that later. I thought the same thing, and it's funny you said that because I thought the same thing when I heard it, even though, we'll get to that trade. We'll start off with our NFL picks. We both went 2-1.
Yep.
You're 52-20. I'm 46-26.
That is correct.
Tonight's pick, so I'm taking the Patriots.
Yeah, that's a tough one, huh?
I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, I watched more football yesterday than I probably watched in the last 3 years. And it'll probably be more than I watch in the next six. I just don't get football anymore. The calls that are made are just ridiculous. Like, I think we went over it a couple weeks ago. These pass interference calls, yeah. I think if you breathe at somebody and look at them the wrong way, they throw a flag. There's just so much of it in every single game. It's terrible. Watching the Eagles-Rams game, I'd like to see the referees' checkbooks today because there's got to be some hefty deposits in it for the calls that went against the Rams yesterday. But even with the corrupt calls, the NFL is not going to get what they want because Wentz went down with a knee injury, and he's probably done for the season. I'm beyond words to try to explain these football games because you really can't do it.
No, but
I watched some of the Giant Dallas game because of where I was yesterday. It was on. It was garbage, trash football for three quarters of guys getting hit in the face, in the hands, in the chest with balls and dropping them. Both teams.
Yep.
Just garbage football.
But you know what's interesting about what you said? And I know we both had our problems with Ray Lewis, but he was interviewed about all the injuries and stuff like that. And Ray Lewis said, listen, when you play this game and you get to the pro ranks, you played through high school, college. And
your body's beaten up.
And he said, this is football. He said, if you want to have football, there's going to be a chance of injuries. And he basically was saying, if you legislate all the hitting out of football, it's not football.
Here's another analogy you can make. You can't have NASCAR without crashes.
You can't have baseballs without somebody getting hit in the head with the pitch going 95 miles an hour.
It happens. Yeah. It's the nature of the beast. Yeah. Like, you know, firemen put out fires and they get hurt from fires. Policemen stop crime and get shot. It's the nature of the game. It's the beast itself. It's what it is.
What the NFL should do instead of making all these wacky rules is come up with a compensation for the players that actually get injured.
What the NFL needs to do is come up with some kind of consistency.
Yeah.
Period.
It's ridiculous.
Because you can't – I'm not a football fan, folks, and everybody knows it, but you can't watch this trash.
Nice.
When two guys just bang into each other simultaneously running a pass route and you throw a flag. And conveniently, when another team comes back and has a huge play to get themselves back in the game, out comes the yellow hanky for holding. You can call holding on every play. It depends on when you want to do it. I can't watch it. It's awful to watch. I mean, the game was a good game. It was a great game between the Rams and the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles came out. They dominated. The Rams fought back. And then you get the handkerchiefs coming out. Oh, no, we can't. No, no. Oh, come on, man. This is garbage.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to something good in baseball. And Jack Morris and Alan Trammell were both elected to the Hall of Fame.
Thank God for Jack Morris.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's been turned down more times than the ugly girl at the prom. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Fame pitcher. His postseason record stands for itself. Jack Morris, tremendous pitcher. It's about time he's put in the Hall of Fame.
All right, and at the winter meetings, the Angels pick up a pitcher, and the Yankees added another 110 RBIs to themselves.
Well, here's the difference.
Yeah.
The one guy that the Angels picked up is a free agent.
Yeah.
He went to the highest bidder. He was a prostitute. They paid the most money, and they got themselves the player. The trade between the Marlins and the Yankees should be disallowed by the Commissioner of Baseball, like other trades in baseball, have been disallowed for the betterment of the game. How do you trade Stanton basically straight up for Starlin Castro?
Mm-hmm.
It's like trading Mickey Mantle, not let's say Mickey Mantle because it can't be done, Hank Aaron for Horace Clark and Truck Hanna. You can't do it. It's a ridiculous trade that's not in the betterment of baseball. And it doesn't have to be to the Yankees. It could have been to another team with a player comparable of this caliber. You trade the MVP, the home run winner of the home run king of the National League, for Starlin Castro, and the commissioner has nothing to say about it. Well, and now put yourselves on the other end of the spectrum. You just had a stadium built for you a couple years ago. You got you're tired of your team getting turned over, and you got this new guy coming in. His name is Derek Jeter, who my opinion of him has changed tremendously. And he trades your best player for nothing. How do you think the people in Miami feel right now? They want to burn that stadium down. This is the worst trade I've ever seen in the history of baseball.
All right, but on top of that, the Yankees picked up somebody who can hit more home runs. They need pitching.
Here's the other thing. Between Stanton and the great Judge, you're going to have over 500 strikeouts next year on your team. There's 27 outs in the game. That's almost 20 games of nothing but strikeouts.
You better hope
they hit a lot of home runs. And if I'm playing against the Yankees, every game I'm buzzing Stanton's head. You know why? Because he got hit in the head once before, and he went on vacation for 2 years. That's the way you take care of Stanton. You don't hit him in the head, folks. I'm not saying that. You buzz his head. You throw 95 across his nose. He'll be looking to run out of the batter's box instead of digging in it. But all things aside, Major League Baseball should not have approved this trade.